WRCT Pittsburgh.
All right.
You will never find
WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. And time has come today.
We must be cautious.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother...
Yeah, the 11-minute version of this bad boy. Yeah. All right, take it down a notch, Zombo. Yeah. Done. More cowbell. We'll be right back. Go. No, that's 11 minutes and 2 seconds of glory. Chambers Brothers with Time Has Come Today, and you're listening to Zombo, and Time Has Come Today. It is all songs about time today. And a little backup here, Chambers Brothers horribly ripped off, surprised by, the record industry, like I think a couple dudes homeless and never got their financial comeuppance. But like I'm saying, that's what happens when you mix with Whitey. That is certainly what happens. So, and I would think the last time that 11-minute version, 11 minutes, 6 seconds, I'm sorry, I'm probably going to get somebody calling me, it was 11 minutes and 6 seconds. Last time that was probably played was probably on like some station here in, probably Brother Love played it, if anybody. I am not from here. And but I was going online looking at old Pittsburgh DJs. I really wasn't impressed. The platter pushing Papa Man, and then the other dude. They play great records, but I don't know. It's the same shtick over and over. So I try and change my stick often. My stick is very changed. I change my stick to a shtick every now and often. So like Brother Love. If you ever heard Brother Love, he was like a thing here. It was a psychedelic 1960s dude. And it's interesting because you listen to his, there's like 4 or 5 of his old air checks on the radio. And he's like, grabadooma, da badoomba doomba, Brother Love here. And grabadoomba. He keeps saying this ridiculous, like a rabadoomba. Like he made up this stuff. And then he, how was that? The rabadoomba. And then he'd play like Fresh Garbage by Spirit. And then he'd talk about going to like some head shop. Because it was, I forget, I don't know what station he was on here. And I'm not going to say back in the day because I hate back in the day. Now is the day. Time has come today. But it's fascinating. So my whole thing is that, it's nice to hear these old checks from these radio disc jockeys from 40 some years ago. I was going to say 40 odd years ago, but then you'd know I'd say they're all odd. Unless it's 42, 44, and 46, very even. So back into this. So it's interesting to hear old sound checks of old radio shows, especially like, like old Pittsburgh ones. This is fun. And so that's my whole thing. Mine isn't for to be enjoyed today. My show should be enjoyed about 30 years from now when people are living in like caves again. And, it's very tribal. And, you're guarding your can of beets with a club. But then the guy comes along with a knife. And then the guy brings a gun. And the next guy's got a hand grenade. And then he's got the beets. He's got the beats. He's got the beats. Oh, yeah. He's got the beats. That's why, and you're listening to, and this person's listening to it on this, like, decrepit little MP3 player, which managed to survive the Holocaust. Bunch of Holocausts. Holocausts, apocalypse, plague of locusts. It's all going to happen. And that's when the show can be enjoyed in its full capacity. People are... they're all filthy and they're living on the edge, kind of like Paul smoking the grassy. So that's the thing. That's the thing. It's all about, because now is here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to back this up. Some people out there, and they need to stop this, have nominated this show for the best radio DJ in Pittsburgh. And I don't want anybody to know about the show other than me and you hanging out. Squareheads don't need to know. I don't care about the size of the audience. Never did. Never cared about size of the audience. Size does not matter. It's all about just you and me hanging out. Now you start bringing some squareheads in here, and they say, ooh, he played that song, and I didn't like it. I'm going to report him. Because when you're like rising to the top, there's always some miserable turd that wants to bring you down. You know, whether it be during like some kind of like, oh, that song was cultural appropriation. Or, you know, he said something that really bothered me. Or my one friend has that disease and he was making that kind of thing. And then I'm kicked off the air. I'm kicked off the air. That's how that works. So please keep the show to yourself. Don't tell anybody. And nobody listens. Nobody likes like when you turn somebody on to something either. Hey, listen to this guy. This isn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. His music stinks. I want to go back to listen to the DVE. They're going to be playing some Foghat. That's what I'd be liking. Ugh. So that is the thing. We have to keep this, what I would call, moderately successful. Yeah. Moderately successful. Just good enough to stay on the radio, but I just want to hang out with you guys. I don't need any new people here. This is the inner circle. This is the Zombo inner circle. Just you and me hanging out. So please, whoever's doing this nomination, I don't need a bunch of squareheads listening to this show. Because it's just going to get me in trouble. I don't get paid by the listener. I don't get paid at all. So that's the thing. So please, just keep the show to yourself. Our little secret, no problem. Okay, and then in 40 some odd years, like when they're gonna get my bones, and they're gonna erect a shrine, and they're gonna play this. It could happen, and they're gonna be playing this radio show out of my dead skull. That would be awesome. They got some kind of speaker in there. It's probably like really advanced thing, maybe even beyond the Bose speakers. And they're gonna broadcast these radio shows out of my skull, out of my dead skull. And all the tribes people are going to be coming around and trading their cans of beets for cans of cream of mushroom soup. Because those are the only two commodities that are going to last. Canned beets and canned cream of mushroom soup. So be prepared. That is your future. That's the future for your children. That is the future for your children. How are you bums doing? It's all songs about time today. And we're just talking about time. It's because it is such a crazy, crazy thing. Time is so fascinating. This little morsel of time, we're sharing that. This little time, it's almost infinitesimal. When you look at the scope of deep time, it's borderline non-existent. And the scope of all time, the time, this time, even if you look at 100 years, your lifespan, that is like almost nothing. And that is fascinating. Because why? And why this little section? Why in the kabillions of years, this little section? Isn't that fascinating? Not really to some folks, but it is to me. Because I believe in an infinite universe, an infinite amount of things can happen. You know, this may be happening the third or fourth time. Because what happens is the universe expands, and that's how time grows. Then it contracts and time runs backwards. So who knows? This show could actually be backwards, but we think it's forwards. How about that? So it could be, but we know the galaxy, the universe is expanding. So we know we're going the forward. We're going, what is that? Is it red? Red is forward, blue is backwards, or the other way around when it comes to how light moves. And the interesting thing is the speed of light is the fastest thing. It's just, they call it the speed limit of the universe. It's the fastest thing. Coming in second is the speed of sound. Don't know why sound is slower. And in third place, chugging along is the speed of smell. And I don't know if you guys know the speed of smell. The speed of smell is 7 miles per hour. That is correct. Someone actually has determined the speed of like, and how they did it is someone farted. They timed it to the time it stunk from the time the person farted. And that was, they figured that out as 7 miles per hour. So that's the speed of smell. If you learn anything today, you're going to learn that that's the speed of smell. And you listen to Zombo Radio. WRCT Pittsburgh, just you and me hanging out. Come on, man, just you and me hanging out. Don't tell nobody. This isn't some cool thing you have to show off to your friends. You know, it is nothing like that. You want to hear some more music? You do, don't you? Back in the day was actually the 90s for some folks. And a band came out from Stockholm. called the Teddy Bears. Really nice band, and they were ahead of their time. WRCT, Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain. All time today, we got all the time in the frickin' world.
We'll be right back. crazy shade. Bees were buzzing around the flowers, working hard till the end of day, while I counted the hours. I saw the clouds high in the sky, all different but all the same. In the tiniest color they came and went, while they played their game.
Yesterday is the day to remind us, time slips away. Time slips away, time slips away. Yesterday is the day to remind us, time slips away. Time slips away, time slips away. Na 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 na.
Why you don't and I don't. So let's sing all together now. So let's sing all together now.
Yesterday is the day to remind us, time slips away. Time slips away, time slips away.
Little something there from the Shocking Blue. And they were really a nifty cool band. They were out of Sweden, I think, or Denmark, or Norway, or Iceland. One of those chilly places, one of those chilly cool places. And that was, man, their lead singer was one hot tamale. I forget the name, but she was like some gypsy chick, sort of, kind of. And she was, actually, I found out later, it was she had her wear like a black wig, so she'd look more deeper. Then she had her eyes done up like real Egyptian and kind of real, yeah, woo-woo. See, you look at pictures, and you start to put yourself, and I think that's what's going to happen in the future. I think in the future, they're going to be able to get photographs, and you actually be able to get in the photograph and you know, be part of that scene. I really think that anything that we can think of, it can happen. Can't say it will, but that'd be really, you know, this way you can look at old photographs and go back in there and kind of hang out, and then they'll go, what are you doing? This is 1942. What are you doing in here with that? What is that sweater? Say Mountain Dew? What are you doing, a Mountain Dew sweater? What in the hell is Mountain Dew? And then the next thing you know, you're being chased outside of the photograph with a shotgun, the end. Before that, we heard Picking on Pink Floyd, their version of Time from Dark Side of the Moon. And we heard Ahead of My Time by the Teddy Bears. And you're listening to Zombo right here. Let's get some requests out of the way. Got one from the Melnick, and he wants KLF. What Time Is Love, and that we are doing all time today. And this makes that, and by the way, if you tuned in last time, I wasn't here. I forgot I had the DJ. This was a crazy long gig. It was a fair in the park, Mellon Park. I DJed Friday from 1 p.m. to 7. Then I DJed Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7. I mean, that's a nine-hour DJ thing. And then Sunday I had the DJ. So I forgot I had that. And I wasn't going to come in here and DJ for 3 hours, then go out again and DJ another 7 hours. Then the next day I do DJ for 9 hours. Then the day after that, DJ for... Sorry. Even though this is the thing that I really dig. I mean, other than that, I was playing, you know, I try... After I play Come and Get Your Love and Strawberry Letter 23... I kind of am stumped of what I want to do. Believe me, I don't play anything. I try. It's a balancing act. Whenever I do like a live DJ thing, It's a completely different animal. I can't do this. You can't do this in a live situation. I don't trust the public. I don't trust them. You know, I start playing this. I'm playing that. Can you come on? Can you turn the radio on? I'd like to hear some YEP. Can you turn that on? Because I don't know this song. That's why this show is a musical somewhat edumacation. You get to hear some things you never get to hear before. I get to play some groovy, cool things that never get heard. It's the most, the most fascinating music from the past 120 years of recorded music. Mm. So it's all time today. All time. All songs about time. It may extend in the next week. I got stuff lined up. October is going to be a monster. Literally a monster. I am going to be trying to, I don't think I'm going to be doing all 4 weeks in October, maybe 3 weeks. Believe it or not, I'm going to be back hosting Living Dead Weekend, Night of Living Dead Weekend. They asked me to host it again, and I am a sucker. I can't say no to anybody. So like I'm saying, I'm back at Steel City Con. That's coming up in December, and they just added John Cleese. So hopefully I'll get to interview John Cleese. And then they go, hey, why don't you come back and do Night of Living Dead Weekends? And sure, why not? Why not? So that's in October. But anyhow, October is going to be a monster because it's going to be all songs about monster. Just, not any specific monsters. I mean, okay, if Frankenstein was a monster, Godzilla was a monster. This is actually songs with monster in the title. I found about 250 songs with monster in the title. And that is going to be the entire month of October. All songs about monsters. Just all songs about monsters. What I got going on here? Let me tell you. Here's another thing I was doing while I was DJing for 9 hours on a Saturday. I put together 10 radio shows. And what have I got here? I got shows about time, which is probably going to be this week and next week, maybe next week. Then seconds. All songs with seconds in the title. Then all songs with, it's going to be seconds and minutes are going to be together because they were in the. Then all songs about hours with hours in the title. Then songs about days in the middle. Then weeks. Then years. Then I'm smashing together decades, centuries, millennium, and infinity. So there are 8 radio shows that I programmed out already, and let alone the 3 or 4 shows that are going to be all about monsters. So it's a good life. It's a good life being Z. It really is. How are you bums doing? So we're just going to hang out here, man, and enjoy each other's company. And once again, I want to remind you, please don't proselytize the show. You know, don't be like a Jehovah's Witness. Don't do that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants you going, hey, have you heard Zombo? Get off my doorstep. Off my doorstep now. Have you heard Zombo? You heard the word of Zombo? Beat it, Clyde. So, now, that's the other thing. It's always the people that prophesy. And you know what? They do that. You know why they have Jehovah's Witnesses out there on the street? You know why they do that? It's not to recruit people. Not really. That's not the main goal. This is a bit of a fascinating little factoid, but they send people out to proselytize because they feel that they may be weakening in their cult status. So, they may be thinking of leaving the cult. So what they do is they send like one of the like more charismatic, cult people out, and they send them with this person who they consider to be on the borderline and weak. And that builds up. It's like team building. They go out there and they even when you tell them to beat it, that reinforces the cult when you tell them to beat it, because then they feel more insulated with like, wow, nobody understands me but this guy, and he's in the cult with me. So that's why those people are out on the street. They're not on the street to get new recruits. They're out there to keep those people in line. Just letting you know that. That's how this whole psychological thing. And if they do bring any suckers in, because there are suckers, and that's the sad thing. They get people when they're down. People that are just like, suffering from, just getting over an addiction, getting over a bad time, getting over a loss in their life. That's when they get them when they're down. That's when you never see atheists or agnostics on the street going, have you heard the word of like, well, I don't know, anything? Trying to get people to be agnostic. You can, why? If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Speaking of that, you know, 1 in 4 families are affected by chemical dependency. That's right. If you think someone you love has a problem with addiction, power can open a window of hope. Call Power today, 412-243-753. And keep those people away from the Jehovah Witnesses, please. All right? PowerRecovery.com to learn more. How about some sarcoma? No, you don't want sarcoma? You want child seats? Secure the future of your children. You know how to secure the future of your children? It's not in a damn car seat. It's getting a time machine. I should do some songs about time machines. And go back to like around the 1700s when the only thing you had to worry about is maybe your kid, you know, getting cholera or scarlet fever. You know, other than that, you know, they trip and fall and break their arm. They're pretty much dead or they're ruined for life. But needless to say, you get a car seat. That's what we're worried about today. There's a first world problem for you right there. That's right. Sit them in the correct car seat. It's carseat.gov. A message from the car seat salespeople. You want some more music? You do want some more music because it is 20 minutes, 40 minutes into the show. Where is the time gone? Look at that. Will you look at that? All right, the KLF. What time is love? Zombo, right in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Requested by Herr Melnick.
In the year of our Lord, 992.
There you be with that. A little, actually, that was pretty epic there. That was going out, that was actually requested by the Melnick, and that is What Time Is Love? And they were actually using samples from all over the joint. That sounded like Chariots of the Gods, part of that. Mm-hmm. So somebody's calling me right now, and I assume they're not even listening to the show. who, if you're calling while I'm talking, that just means it is usually a telemarketer calling and asking me if my warranty for my car is up. And luckily, they got a hold of me, and my car warranty is now. Whew, that was a close one, because they've been trying to contact me about my and I paid them off with the money I got from my Nigerian prince. So life is good for Z. Life is good. Armageddon time. The Clash. Zombo in your brain all the time.
A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. People won't get no justice tonight. Remember to kick it off. No one will guide you along in time.
Bye. turn and face the wall. Tell me I should know you never were my kind of woman. And tell me we were fools to fall. Tears out.
time. He's waiting in the wings. He speaks of senseless things. His script is you and me, boy. Time, he flexes like a whore, falls wanking to the floor. His trick is you and me, boy. Time, in quaaludes and red wine, demanding Billy Dolls and other friends of mine. Take your time, the sniper. Victim, you just scream with boredom. You are not evicting time. Real love.
Nope, that stinks. I thought I would play like a more goth version of the David Bowie's Time. But obviously, that just didn't cut it. So goodbye. So Time requested by Bonita. And there you go, David Bowie's Time. We heard the Folk Swingers doing Time Won't Let Me. And requested by Paul Smoke and the Grassy, The Outsiders. Time Won't Let Me. We were Joe Jackson doing One More Time. Armageddon Time. See, I got it right this time. By The Clash. And the set started off with a request. Boy, a lot of requests. Request by the Melnick for KLF, What Time Is Love. Oh, let's keep the request going. This is going out to Eve. Actually, it's going out to Johnny from Eve. Strange Versions of the Time Warp. Let's see what I got here. Once again, this is going out to Johnny from Eve. Chasing the Time Warp. Zombo in your... And it is 11:02. Do you know where your brain is?
Do it all, everything, one by one. We don't need anything or anyone. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you arrest me and just forget the world? If I just lay here, would you arrest me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Just show me how the garden lies bursting into life.
Let's do the time warp again.
It's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Hands on your hips.
You're bringing these in tight. But it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Let's waste time chasing.